Good morning. Day two for President Obama meant a visit to the State Department and his newly appointed Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton. And while there yesterday, he signaled a new direction in U.S. foreign policy, appointing two special envoys to troubled regions, former Northern Ireland mediator and former Senator George Mitchell as his Middle East envoy, and longtime diplomat Richard Holbrooke to oversee Pakistan and Afghanistan relations. Mark Landler, diplomatic correspondent for the New York Times, based in Washington, joins us now. Good morning and welcome back, Mark.
Good morning. How are you doing?
This timing is really critical, isn't it? Day two, and he's already signaled that this is a critical component of his foreign policy, those two regions, and he's put people on the job.
Absolutely. I think there was a great deal of symbolism in what the president did yesterday, and in particular in the fact that he traveled to the State Department to do this. And in addition to these appointments, he gave a speech to a room full of middle and senior-level diplomats, and at the end he mingled with them and shook hands with dozens of diplomats. And I think that that was a signal he was sending that after 8 years, during which the Pentagon in some ways emerged as the primary agent for international operations for the U.S., that he really wants the State Department to have a more central, a more robust role. And that was clearly the signal he was sending.
And Mark, let's talk about the two individuals that he's put at the head of these missions. George Mitchell as Middle East envoy. What's been the reaction to that?
Well, almost uniformly positive. George Mitchell is, of course, known for his work in helping to broker a ceasefire in Northern Ireland, not a ceasefire, a peace agreement, I should say. And he's also led a fact-finding commission that looked into causes of violence between Israelis and Palestinians. He did that for former President Clinton. Of course, he was well known as heading the commission that looked into steroids and those issues in baseball as well. So here's a man who has a wide range of experience, probably as much as you're ever going to find, an unquestioned record for fairness, for being judicious and thoughtful, and also very even-handed. And that's seen as important in the Middle East, where occasionally the rap on the United States has been that the United States is so close to Israel that sometimes it's not perceived as being as effective a broker as it could be. George Mitchell does not have that problem at all.
And that was certainly the rap on the Bush administration.
That was very much the rap on the Bush administration. Not that the people that the Bush administration had involved in the process were not also effective, honest, and good people, but generally they were identified as being very close to Israel. And in the case of Mr. Mitchell, he's really viewed as a very even-handed guy. And I think the response to him will be generally positive. And he's going to go to the region within a week or so. And so the Obama administration is going to be off to a very quick start.
And Richard Holbrooke.
Richard Holbrooke, likewise, has a very long record. He was a critical player in the Dayton Peace Accord, which brought an end to the war in Bosnia, one of the most experienced American diplomats still active. Also a man with an extremely strong personality, endless reserves of energy, very creative in his approach. And I think that's important because as tough as the Arab-Israeli issue is, the portfolio that Holbrooke has been handed is even more difficult. Pakistan and Afghanistan, which encompasses both the resurgence of the Taliban in Afghanistan and al-Qaeda, which continues to be in those frontier areas between Afghanistan and Pakistan. And then lastly, the fact that the Pakistanis, of course, have a nuclear program. So he's got a whole range of extremely complicated issues, and he's a tough-minded guy, and I think the reaction to him is positive as well.
Okay, that's just day two, and then there'll be day three and day four and day five. Mark Landler, thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much.
Mark Landler is a diplomatic correspondent for the New York Times based in Washington. He was talking about President Obama's two special envoys.
Well, also on the agenda is the $825 billion stimulus plan that is making its way through Congress.